episode number 1258 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Michelle Franklin. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about why you need to pick up. This episode is brought to you by
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
In this article, Colony Cleanup gives three reasons to motivate you to collect garbage, even garbage that is not yours. Whether you're on your way to the office or on your lunch break, take a few moments out of your day to pick up three pieces of garbage. Recycling plastic bottles while walking, jogging, or hiking will keep millions of microplastic pieces out of the ocean. If you only collect 10 pieces of litter in 10 minutes, you can make a difference in the world's oceans. What you notice is that while you pick it up, other people are inspired to pick up garbage. Hopefully you have found a guide for a company that will accept your donation that will be helpful. Whether you allow dust to be collected in a moving container or a truck, donations can help a family that desperately needs them. We understand that things happen and you may not be able to pick up your order within the 5-day pickup window. So, make sure you provide a detailed description of your new purchase and know what to expect when your pickup arrives from the good guys. Chapel Hill Tire Pickup. If you confirm your purchase to ensure that your vehicle has been serviced, speak to Chapel Hill Tire experts for more information. If you need to do more than just collect your donation, a cleanup service could also help. If you would like more information, including ways to implement the system, or if you would like to encourage your neighbor to pick up their dog, you can visit the EPA website. With all the advantages of a pickup truck, it is a wonder that you have not invested in one yet. Here are a few more reasons why everyone should own a pickup truck, and for more useful posts on the topic, check out this blog for a post about the best pickup trucks of 2015. Owning a truck offers you several options, and you don't have to be an alpha male to appreciate all the potential benefits of a pickup truck. Getting the best value for your money is a built-in one, in quality for everyone, but if you're a neighbor who needs to move, or someone stuck in the snow, your truck can be a useful resource. There are a number of ways that a man could benefit if a pickup truck is parked in your driveway, which is another number that appreciates its important role. Owning pickup trucks is an important part of your life, not just as a financial investment. I know it can be a bit chilly depending on where you live, but I would urge you to go out at some point over the weekend and pick up some rubbish. There is nothing wrong with picking up rubbish on the creek bank or on the street in the neighborhood, and there is no need to be sure that it is the only thing that is picked up. A bag is handy, so if you go jogging or walking your dog, might you only have a very short way to pick it up? That's all you need, even if it's just rubbish you pick. For the garbage you pick up, make sure you put a bag with a filled garbage can in it, not just a loose unfilled one. If you are apparently making bags or containers for your dog's waste, it would be better if you recycled the bags. If you see a small piece of plastic on the way, pick it up and throw it off as quickly as possible. Dog droppings are not fertilizers, so you should check with your local water district and find out what needs to be done in your area to minimize pollution. If you are in a neighborhood and need help disposing of these items, call 311 or contact a local council. Each city has its own rules and regulations regarding dog droppings, but there is no need to pick it up when mowing the lawn. If you do not pick up your dog, you expose other people and pets to the risk of harmful bacteria. When taking off gloves, wash your hands and use hand sanitizer. Also, avoid leaving your pet lying on the floor or in front of your house unless it is properly disposed of in a garbage bag. If that's not enough to get you to pick it up, it has been shown that between 10 and 50% of the bacteria in the air come from dog waste, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. You should also remember to dispose of dog waste properly and never throw it in the drain. This means that the next time you go swimming at your favorite spot, you won't be swimming in it with your dog.
This was Why You Need to Pick Up, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1258. My name is Michelle Franklin, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.